KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy to cloudy sky, and it's 22 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high of 35, winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. The National Weather Service in Des Moines says they're working out specific details still, but they are expecting a winter storm to greatly impact travel across Iowa this Friday. Exact snow amounts remain uncertain at this time, officials say, but 5+ inches is possible, especially for northern and northeastern Iowa. Moderate impacts are expected across southwest and parts of far west and northwest Iowa, with moderate impacts of the storm affecting much of central and west central Iowa. Should continue to listen to KJAN and our website or our social media for updates on this developing weather system. Governor Kim Reynolds is set to deliver the annual condition of the state message to the Iowa General Assembly later this morning. That begins at 10 o'clock. It's the third year she's done so. Reynolds offered a bit of a preview a week ago to a State House forum organized by the Associated Press.
We have a diverse and growing economy, even with some significant challenges, but I'm proud to say that Iowa is in growth mode. We have one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country, more Iowans working today than at any other time in our state history.
This past summer, Reynolds indicated finding new ways to improve access to quality child care, particularly in rural Iowa, would be a priority issue for the 2020 legislative session. She's been noncommittal about what plans she may have when it comes to tax policy, though.
Stay tuned.
Reynolds has met privately with groups to discuss revamping the way the state might allocate new revenue if the state sales tax was raised, and a constitutional amendment requires a portion of that money to be spent on water quality and outdoor recreation projects.
We've worked really hard to try to incorporate or to hear from anybody that would have ideas or interest in addressing that.
Reynolds and Republican leaders in the legislature have repeatedly said if the sales tax goes up, it must be a part of a package that winds up lowering the total amount of taxes the state collects. The opening day Monday of the 2020 Iowa legislature featured what the Iowa GOP's chairman called a new generation of leadership in the Iowa House. 36-year-old Pat Grassley of New Hartford was installed as the House Speaker Monday. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley and his wife Barbara and his grandparents were in Des Moines to mark the moment.
Well, I'm very proud of Pat, not only for being selected to be speaker, but I've seen him grow over the years. That he first approached me 14 years ago saying he'd like to run for the State House of Representatives. I don't recall a single political conversation I had with him before that point.
36-year-old Matt Winchell of Missouri Valley is now the majority leader in the Iowa House.
Been in the majority since 2011. What we're going to do this session is continue to give Iowans every reason to give us that majority back in the November elections. It's as simple as that.
Winchell and other GOP leaders spoke early Monday morning at a fundraiser in Des Moines. 46-year-old Charles Snyder of West Des Moines has been president of the Iowa Senate for nearly 2 years. He says lowering taxes and cutting red tape are core GOP promises.
We know that our approach is what Iowans want because they sent us there to accomplish that, and they kept us there in 2018. And I believe they'll keep us there in 2020 as well.
Democrats on a private fundraiser Sunday evening. Members of the House and Senate are unable to collect campaign contributions during this legislative session. Linda Uppmeyer of Clear Lake closed out her tenure as Speaker of the Iowa House Monday morning.
The House will be in order.
And as last fall, Uppmeyer announced that she would not seek re-election to the House in November of 2020 and would immediately step down as the leader of the House Republicans for the 2020 legislative session. In October, House Republicans selected Pat Grassley as Uppmeyer's successor. And as we mentioned a moment ago, he was installed after a vote in the full House Monday morning. Uppmeyer, though, was able to give one last speech from the Speaker's chair.
As the first woman to serve as Speaker of the Iowa House, I hope that my time has inspired girls and young women. When you dream big and work hard, nothing is unattainable.
Uppmeyer's late father, Del Stromer of Garner, was Speaker of the Iowa House in the early 1980s.
Someday, God willing, I'll have an opportunity to have a discussion with my dad. I'm sure he will be very proud of what we have accomplished on the behalf of Iowans. I'm also sure that there will be a couple of things where he will say, "Girl, what were you thinking?"
Uppmeyer, who is still a voting member of the House in 2020, told reporters she hasn't lost any sleep about her decision to resign as House Speaker.
From time to time, I'll think of a bill, perhaps, that I was interested in. We didn't get that passed, but, you know, I still have this year.
Upmeyer says it feels nice to have a reduced workload now that she's not in charge of raising money and recruiting candidates for House races.
I traded cars because I wouldn't have to put 25,000 miles on my car every year.
Another former Speaker of the House has made a gavel for a new speaker. House Speaker Pat Grassley's dad cut a limb from a walnut tree on the Grassley family farm near New Hartford for the project.
It was a surprise to me, so that's pretty neat. And then we've got, actually have two more out of that, so one for each of my children at some point.
Grassley, who is the grandson of U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley, is predicting his younger daughter, Reagan, the name for former President Ronald Reagan, may follow him into politics. On the first day of the 2020 Iowa legislative session, Republican leaders in the Iowa Senate called for more income tax cuts. 2 years ago, a Republican-led legislature passed the largest state income tax cut in state history. And Senate Republican leader Jed Wicker of Ankeny said it's time to cut more.
We can continue to do more to simplify and make taxes in Iowa lower, fairer, and more efficient. But the ultimate goal is to ensure that people who work hard for their money are going to keep more of it.
Senate President Charles Schneider, a Republican from West Des Moines, says state income taxes are gradually being reduced through the legislature's 2018 action, but they're still too high.
The more we can lower income taxes, the sooner Iowans will be able to pay off student loans, buy a home, start a family, save for their children's education, or put aside money for retirement.
The top Democrat in the Senate called for guaranteed paid family leave for Iowa workers. Senate Minority Leader Janet Peterson of Des Moines says the state's unemployment rate may be low, but too many Iowans who are working are paid too little.
Let's raise the minimum wage and end welfare practices that prop up low-wage employers who trap Iowans in chronic poverty.
House Minority Leader Todd Pritchard of Charles City suggested that he and other Democrats in the House will call for a significant increase in state spending on Iowa's public schools.
Democrats understand that to build a better future and grow our workforce, we must educate the children and students of today to work and lead the state tomorrow.
In addition, Pritchard says House Democrats will offer proposals to address Iowa's housing shortage. The news was brought to you this hour on KJAN by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.